This is Brian Barrow, Chief Financial Officer for Charlotte Rescue Mission, with your paycheck message for Friday, August 20th, 2021, entitled, Go Ahead, Make My Day. The problem with life is, well, it's just so daily. I heard that a number of years back from Dr. Joe Stoll, former president of the Moody Bible Institute in Chicago. For the life of me, I can't remember anything else he talked about that day, but I never forgot that saying. There has been many a day, a week, a month, during which those words have come to mind. They help me to remember that our lives are lived one day at a time, and while none of us know how many days each of us has allotted to us in this life, a couple of things are certain. Other than the old standbys, death and taxes. First, each day stands as its own unique 24-hour period. Yesterday is history, with its memories, experiences, highs and lows, the old, quote, two steps forward, one step back, hopefully, or some variation thereof. Tomorrow is future, with its hopes, dreams, anticipations, forebodings, perhaps. Only today is now, present, active, real. This isn't just some mystical existential concept about the here and now, present reality and all that. Scripture has loads to say about our days, whether individual or as a group, such as, "The Lord knows the days of the blameless, and their inheritance will be forever." So teach us to number our days that we may present to you a heart of wisdom. Behold, now is the favorable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. The one who desires life, to love and see good days, must keep his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. Oh, satisfy us in the morning with your loving kindness, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days. Make us glad according to the days you have afflicted us. What was that? Glad even on our worst days? More on that later. Needless to say, every day is important. I love chatting with our residents and asking them how they are doing in their progress toward recovery. It often comes up, whether asked by me or offered by them, what day they are on in their stay with us. They track it closely because each day counts toward their ultimate goal. Each of those days is a guide point marking progress, trials, learning, and hopefully, ultimately, breakthrough, recovery, and hope for a promising future. A frequently quoted scripture verse is from Jesus' Sermon on the Mount when he said we should not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will care for itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Of course, that's not a prescription for blowing off any forward thinking or planning, but it simply illustrates that we should not get tied up in knots over things that haven't even happened yet and may not. Also, it's not a standalone verse. It follows Jesus' teachings on how our Heavenly Father takes care of all our needs, so why do we often act as if He can't? Which leads to my second point, which is that despite all of our all-too-frequent mindset that says, I'm on my own, the children of God are never on their own. He tells us that He will never leave us nor forsake us. Jesus himself said two very comforting things to his disciples, and by extension, to us. First, he said, "My sheep hear my voice, and I give them eternal life, and no one will snatch them out of my hand." And second, remember that little bit about affliction? Well, hate to say it, but it's a given. Accept it, plan on it. But again, even on those kind of days, we're covered. Jesus said, "In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Comforting words indeed. So to wrap up, whether you are one of those folks who jump out of bed in the morning and shout, "Good morning, God," or one of those who slither out from under the covers and whimper, "Good God, morning." Each and every day is a gift from God. How we approach it is up to us, but one thing is certain. As the prophet Ezekiel said, "The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness." Every morning, every day, like today. So let's live that out. Thank you and have a great day.